tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey. You was being your band before you even saw it.
This is karaoke.
Don't stop.
What?
Yeah.
Who hot?
Not yet.
Oh, that yeah, camera, you were.
So now, I know I was going freestyle. I was freestyling.
Who's hot? Who's hot? Is it Gary Thomas? Or your mama's in Bahamas? And I got Corinne. And then you see the grin. And you like the smile. And you like the style. We a nice group, but we kinda odd. That's why I got my guy to greet God. And that's why it's we the number one squad on AfterBuzz. Now show us some love. Come on.
There you go, people. Welcome.
That was tight, Cam. 16,
you ain't drinking the Meek Mill beat.
But that's right. I should have wrote Meek's diss. Come on, Meek, you gotta come harder than that. I wanna know why you wrote that shit.
Maybe Nikki should have wrote it for us.
Shots
fired.
What's up, After Buzzers? I'm happy to be here with such a lively panel today. And before we jump in, make sure you guys like and subscribe us on YouTube. That is youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. I got it right this time. I always tell people to download the app because it's the best way to get to any show that you want to listen to or watch as well. And you can like us on iCloud or iTunes and SoundCloud. What are you doing?
Listen, you know what? If anybody out there has the video of her sex tape, please tag me on Twitter, Yo Town Music. I want to see it. All I see is steel shots. All I see is steel shots of her giving face to somebody, but I want to see it
right now. You guys can tag that with our hashtag ABTVBWLA, by the way. You guys, I am your host. I am Gary Thomas. And that's, of course, how you find me on Instagram and Twitter, and as well as my website, iamgarythomas.com, and my crazy host to my left.
Oh, that is me, Cameron Penny. It's his Ohio brother. And you can follow me on Instagram.
Ohio brother.
At Cameron Penny. And on Twitter at Yotown Music. What's going on?
Jesse.
Yo, you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
Lovely Corinne. We have a lady on our panel.
And y'all can check me out on Twitter at Just Saying Away.
She's
always Just Saying Away.
You gotta check out Reality Check. Last week we had Jackie Christie in the building. She gave us some bizarre. We're drinking it right now. Gary, what did you think of it? We thought it was good.
I liked it.
The girls were nasty.
It made me hear. I was thinking, I was going into it like, you know, gonna have a bad taste in my mouth. Like, yeah, we can't do that on TV.
It's a little strong.
I will say that it is a little strong, but I think it's because a lot of women don't drink dark liquor. Yeah. And I will say that the way it did go down to my feet and back up, as Jackie said, maybe by the third one, I'm gonna be feeling myself a little bit.
I only had a little sliver on Friday when Miss Christie was in the studio with us, and I said, "Damn, Jackie, you burned my throat! You burned my throat!"
I think it's smoother with Coke.
I put Coke in my mouth this time, man.
I'm drinking it straight.
This is my Friday night. You give me this bottle and Drea sex tape and some lotion. I'll have a great night.
Speaking of boss art, we started off with that commercial shoot and the FUPA whole situation got reiterated at the top of this episode. Megan's very sensitive about her FUPA, and Megan really doesn't keep a straight story either.
Is she really sensitive, or was that rude as hell? Like, think about it. You, like they said on this episode, you're sitting here addressing a sensitive area in front of a group of people. So you expect her to be like, "Oh, Drea, it's cool. You can talk about me and my roles all you want." No, I would have popped off the same manner in which Megan did.
Oh, come on now. She went straight for the juggler off of visual
image.
Well,
she shouldn't be thoughtin' and bopping.
Who went for a straight juggler?
Megan. She was like, "Oh, when you were 24, you was thoughtin' and bopping your pussy all over the internet."
But is she telling a story?
Or the
truth?
I feel like if Jackie had not instigated the whole situation, it would never have started, because the way Jackie even went to her in the first place, said, oh, Drea got something to tell you, then she would just say in the beginning, like, hey,
we need something she didn't have to do.
She
should have
said it right then and there. She should have said, hey, Drea saw your fat stomach. And it was just really the way she was positioned when she got out the car. Well, it really isn't that she's fat.
No, but she is very insecure about that whole fat thing. I mean, even going to Bad Girls Club, the girls used to come at her all the time about how she'd be looking in dresses and stuff. And that's why I love her on the show, because it's genius producer-wise. Because Megan fights a different way. Right. Dre and all these girls, it's catty, it's
behind
shady.
Behind your back. No, Megan got to be like, no, bitch. She's like, hold on. Yeah. You was starting and bobbing, legs right open. Yeah. When you was 24, I'm making moves. Check that. Boom.
Look at this, look at this, look at this.
Why is that on your phone?
What was it?
Because she was going
she was ready.
To film.
She was ready to bring that out at the best time. She like, listen, I got proof. Anytime you jump off of me, I'm pulling this phone out. Yep. Like, I'm ready for it. She had stuff up her sleeve.
But can you blame her, though?
No. Because she knew, she's coming from Bad Girls Club. You have to prepare yourself. Like, you know these girls
are
bitches.
Like that's the carryover. She's just doing everything from Bad Girls Club. And when I talked to her, she was saying, you know, this is supposed to be a time of growth. She did that when she was 21. She's 25 now. I haven't seen no growth right now.
Well,
I've seen Bad Girls Club season 2.
She was on Bad Girls Club era.
The Megan 2.
She was on All Stars, but you have to consider a lot of the reality stars, they change second season if they're offered back. So we have to give her the room to grow. I like Megan just fine. Megan, don't change right now.
I don't dislike Megan. I think my problem is, I think that what my
you just love Drea
come
too
from,
much.
I do love Drea, but I do love somebody else even a little bit more that's on the show now. But I think that's the issue
who's
too.
That?
Angel Brinks. If y'all want to go to Angel
I heard
Brinks
some stories
on Instagram,
about her.
You'll see some of my videos with her. That's such.
What did you hear, Cameron?
Well, I was in some production meeting, and I was just hearing all type of rumors. I don't know. I don't put nobody's
Angel
business
has up. A lot of
alleged.
Stuff about
give
her.
Me one alleged.
That she is.
Spit it out.
Hey, she's a. You know what? I can't do it. I'm sorry. I wanna. I don't know if it. Yeah, I heard that's how she came up. I heard she came up. Thoughtin' and Boppin'.
She's a cover up of Boppin'. She covers up for some people. But did y'all see Megan post the picture of Drea with the football dress? She said, I feel like being petty today.
Yeah,
make
basically.
Make sure y'all tune in to Basketball Wives at 6 o'clock. I was like, and I like Drea. It's not a diss, but I just liked what Megan said, too.
I think that's my only issue. That's my only issue watching this season, because during BET week, I met so many of them, and I was like, I'm seeing them on TV, and it's like, this is not who I saw. So, like, I feel like I have love for people based on that, and I can watch the show.
But
I'm
it's
like,
their
I'm
job.
I'm starting to dislike you now.
It's their job. They're a character, so to speak.
Right, so viewers, stop trying to come for me and my love for Drea, because that's Bay right there. So
I love Drea, too.
Oh, my, listen. Right, Drea is the typical light-skinned girl with a big forehead.
Oh.
And she is on there running game. She knows she got the $1 million vagina.
Oh.
She know everybody, and she doing big things, and she got all those girls up under her. And I seen, I love you, Drea, definitely.
You're right, though.
I definitely will, you know, show you love with my bottle and my lotion if I seen the sex tape. But I did see a little bit deceitness in her this episode. I see the shade.
Deceitness?
Is that a word?
Deceitiness.
He's acting like I'm Jack and Christy right now.
Okay, there we go. So I did see a little shade in her as far as her manipulating the conversations, and every time she plays the victim, like, no, you started, Dre. You said something about the fupa. You should have pulled her to the side like a woman. Now,
No, she did not say fupa. Jackie said fupa.
The first time.
She was explaining herself first and foremost. She was saying, listen, I saw something that as a woman, I don't think you would like.
Yeah.
Here comes Jackie, drunk ass. Yeah, you were drunk. And you said, oh, we should be talking about the fupa? So that's what sparked it off.
No, that's
what
situation. Made
it. No,
the
not
first
really.
Time. Yes, it is.
Yes, the first time. That's how it started.
No, the second.
The second time, Dre was being petty in the background.
But
like,
real quick, like you said earlier,
was funny.
Jackie should have told Megan, first of all, what Dre did, and Drea should have pulled her to the side. Like, all this side eye and all this
Jackie
back.
Shit was messy, because Jackie should have honestly just said, hey, girl. So
my fact,
I
for that, we gotta
Drea,
take your bottle
and
away,
she
Jackie.
Thinks maybe this scene wasn't really the best
she
scene
saw,
for you.
Yeah, but when you were in the car,
to
we saw
bring
this.
Up fupa, though, is like, well, now that's name
can
calling.
Can you show us a fupa?
She doesn't have a fupa.
No
so
one's showing no fat
go
over a pussy
and ask
area.
Somebody else.
What's that? What
she
is
don't
it?
Have roles,
where does it start? Where does the fupa start? After?
I don't...
does it come in after the belly button?
Ashdrea, because that was the first time I ever heard of the term fupa.
So what do you girl? What do girls call it?
It's called rolls, muffin top, fat.
So that's above the waist.
Love handle, something along
the
lines.
Fupa is the fat.
So yeah, fupa is below the belly button, correct?
So y'all think that Shawnee was accurate when she was saying that Drea has turned into a bully?
Oh, it's a fupa?
Yeah.
No. That's just the bottom of the cut.
I don't necessarily say she's a bully. She's manipulative, definitely, but I don't know if she's a bully because I feel like...
And she deflects.
I feel like if anybody is... I think Jackie's the one really... is the shit started for real. She is the key player of all of these situations. She makes people battle each other. Hmm. Oh, well, Drea says something, but I'm going to leave Drea to answer. You put the seed in my mind, so now I'm going straight to Drea to know exactly what she said, because now it's there. Well, you should just tell me off top. She does that every single time. Oh, Patrice, well, they kind of said this. Well, Megan, you know.
But if you notice.
Malaysia, just cut the shit, Jackie.
But you are doing this. Shawnee was throwing some big shade at Drea as well. It just wasn't. Everybody coming for Drea now.
Right, hey, but I want to see what Shawnee said.
Can Shawnee say it to Drea's face?
She did.
I think she did.
Not as much as she was saying to Tammy.
No, yeah, that's
and then she was saying to Evelyn.
But that's a bitch. Right, exactly. You're going to really talk
the shit's on TV.
But somebody, they are so used to it at this point. It's just that's
she. Drea talks Shawnee a lot of smack when she does her confession.
That's true, too.
So, and she's not saying this to Shawnee.
Because when Drea gets confronted, she sits back like,
she was like, well, I'm leaving.
But here's the thing. There's bitches in bad because Drea has 3.8 million followers and the rest of them all have 117,000.
They got like 10.
And people fuck with like Drea. It's just, it is what it is.
It kinda is.
She's
what
the
it.
Fan favorite.
I did feel like I was in like Mean Girls because Drea, Malaysia, and Brandy the you can't sit with me type Mean Girls. Like, they were like, definitely just battling Megan, like trying to comfort her, like, and just basically doing way too much.
They have not Googled her. That's what I'm certain of. Because if they
know
have,
who Megan is.
They are bad at it. Right, they
Megan
know who
has
Megan
a whole new fan base that they don't have. And so I think that's what they're trying to shut down. No, you ain't bringing them fans over here. You ain't going to be the fan favorite. I think that's what it really comes down to. Megan has, Bad Girls Club is the biggest show on Oxygen. And people were really excited to see that mix over into basketball.
And I think the situation was vice versa as well. Megan knew who she needed to come for in order to get that top spot BBWLA.
So let me ask this question. Do you think the producers are bringing back the Tammys and the Evelyns because these girls can't hold the weight?
Yeah.
Or they can't.
It was a new idea to bring some ratings.
It's like Shawnee is like so above these new girls and she wants the.
No, Shawnee is now showing her true colors.
Yeah. She needs some big business.
I'm with Cameron. She is above it.
Yeah,
however,
her mind, yeah.
However, I think that when they started production and then they were doing the editing and watching it, they're like, yeah, this is kind of boring. Sorry.
I think she's above the pay scale.
That's the mentality.
She's not above the mentality.
No, because she's acting just like them. Yeah. She's acting.
But on another level.
Evelyn is the only one that is acting like I'm above these bitches.
Because she has her own damn show right now.
Right. She's like,
I'm there ain't nobody
watching. And she has a new baby. And she has that $1 million man. She ain't got time for that. She's like, Ayamla fixed my life. I recommend it for you. And then maybe you can get a show and a ball of rouge. Peace. Okay. And a baby. Don't forget that.
We're not going to discuss that she did mess with Chad for the longest time and got headbutted or something.
Evelyn got.
That's why she had.
She got miles. She got bodies too. Evelyn got some bodies.
Situation. Wait, how did you guys feel about Malaysia's comment? Because
which one, honey?
When she
Malaysia's full of shade these days.
I know.
She's so underhanded. She's a very underhanded.
She came back this season with a vengeance. Like she's cussing people out.
I
want to
go. She has a new attitude.
I don't give a damn.
She got rid of Pargo.
She was in that Mace video.
Got it.
I saw you, Malaysia.
Malaysia's trying to do. She's discovering that Malaysia now has a voice. Malaysia's always been real meek.
Off camera, she turns.
If it was a relationship situation too that kept her in
probably because like all the way up until Williams. All the way up
That's
until Paris,
point.
She wasn't saying anything until she got to Paris and then she really fell out with Jackie. She was a little bit more meek. She was giving people chance after chance after chance, and now Malaysia got mouth. She's actually voicing herself. Even when she even takes such a Drea.
But yeah. I think first season she had mouth too. She did. She was taking up for Drea when the Govan sisters were on there, and then they weren't messing with Drea when they was bullying her. And Malaysia stepped in. Remember, she had to beat up Laura?
Yeah. Flashback.
Remember that?
So you produced
because
that.
Laura, but it was a different, like,
it was a different Malaysia, though, to me. I think the Malaysia who she is now is so much more stronger. And I don't know what it is about, you know, her divorce and everything she dealt with, you know, with her family and everything. She's just kind of a different woman to me now.
Mm. Malaysia is a damn sharpshooter. This bitch just sit there
What's her real name? LaQuisha? I think there's LaQuisha and there's Malaysia. Those are two different people.
I think Malaysia's team said, get your brand together.
I feel like
together.
Malaysia has was Pargo's
I
wife.
I agree, Malaysia.
Yeah, I think her. I think Malaysia's team before the season is LaQuisha. Get your brand together so you can start getting more bookings when the show is over. So they went to work, speak up, step out, do more so you can get more bookings. But
she's popular. Like, she's not struggling in
but
that
But she's
area.
Not the Drea, though.
Like, a lot of people
have 3.8 million followers.
She's not Drea.
She's
because
not.
She doesn't take time to do a lot of different interviews and what have you.
Yeah,
when I say the different brands that never really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are you talking about the jewelry line?
Yeah.
Well, come on, it was jewelry for children. Who's purchasing
Carly
that?
Carly Rae's out here in Atlanta.
Shout out to my boo, Carly Rae.
Get your life.
But what did you guys think about Malaysia when Megan came back in and she was like, I mean, at the end of the day, she ain't your friend, so she.
That was hilarious.
Just like that, too. She
kind of shut everybody up.
Because it's true. It's just like, bitch, we aren't your friends.
That's real.
So when
that's
you
real.
Left the room, we talking about you.
I love Malaysia
like
for
you.
That. Exactly.
Let me say that. Let me ask a question real quick. I'm hearing all these names, but what about Brandy? I mean, Brandy.
The coach. No one cares
what
about
relevance
the coach.
Does Brandy have right now?
I heard her name in the
I
production
her
meeting.
IKEA.
Okay, what relevance does Brandy have right now?
None.
None. She's not
at IKEA.
She
hasn't talked about cancer yet, so we're
Yeah.
I honestly, as a fan of the show, I am shocked that she was offered another season.
You think it's because of her story, her backstory?
No, because, I mean, this is just me speaking from a fan perspective.
You can't keep the cancer girl off.
She was kind of lackluster. And so this season, I see her come back, and now she is a mean girl.
What was Jackie's one word for her? Was it bitch?
I don't even know.
I think
she said mean or different.
Bully.
They knew that they could have a carryover from the cancer, and it was going to be something there with it. And they knew
but
they,
she had
they
beat
knew
the cancer that season,
but
so
she,
there
they,
really was nothing else
but they,
to
she,
talk about.
She still had the beef
Jackie.
With Jackie, and then they knew that the threesome right there.
Yep.
They got the trio. Malaysia,
well,
Drea, and
they
Brandy.
They brought Sunday Quarterback, who was born too.
Sunday,
but she ain't going to sit next to Drea.
They couldn't even
That's
have a reunion
girls.
Show together.
Yeah.
Who is the... Okay, who are the top...
No, I do love me some Dick Carter. I know everyone hates her, but she's
Sunday.
Nice.
She told me you should look at Sunday Carter on Instagram, Twitter, you'll find some crazy lady.
She's nice.
Sunday.
Well, she's really nice.
She's
too.
Nice.
Why do these women bash other women who went through the same steps to get to where they are?
Because
like,
they want a
like,
paycheck.
Like, oh, they in the club. Oh, you. But you. That's how you met all your people.
What he
they
said, want a say this.
Paycheck.
And
paycheck.
Exactly like what Megan said. Point. Megan said, everything Drea's talks shit about me is what she just feels about herself.
Yeah.
That's real talk, though.
She's insecure is what Megan said, end quote.
What was Drea's friend name in the show?
Angel.
So I was going to bring that up just now. Now we're bringing in Angel Brinks, who I do love, too. But so, what's this? So, Shawnee, this is a new side of Shawnee that I saw when she was like...
It's not new.
I felt like that was... I didn't expect that off the top. Well, I saw it in the preview, so I kind of expected it this time. But when she brought it up, I'm wondering... I wanted to know, because this is my prediction last week. I'm like, I knew it was going to be some friction with her saying, this is my real friend. You know, everybody is all touchy about this friend word. How did everybody view... when they brought her in and her name is being mentioned and everybody's reaction.
I was agree with you as far as I didn't expect Shawnee to be like, oh, I don't want to go on no trip. But at the end of the day, I get it.
I
because I don't want to be on no trip with someone I don't know. I already don't
I,
like having the bitches sitting at the
Shawnee.
Table.
Oh,
yeah, I get her saying, you know what? I get her mentioning it. I didn't know she was going to go as far as that. I don't
also,
know about going on a trip at all if she's there.
I'm with
telling
Shawnee.
You guys
I'm
this.
Team Shawnee.
Angel Brinks is from Miami. Shawnee is from the Miami season. There, I believe
Drums.
Shawnee knows Angel's history.
They know
each other.
And so that's why I feel like she don't want to be a part of it.
Well,
Angel has a lot of messy history
she got bodies.
Tied to her.
Boom. Mm.
I mean, body who count? On the show
who
doesn't
that? Exactly, Gary. Some, I was going to say, who on that
so
show
So, who are the top basketball girls, you would say, from Drea to Malaysia?
Are we just talking L.A.?
Like, popular?
No, and these ones. Who would be there?
There's way too many basketball-wise.
I'm talking about from this season, these girls.
Say, this particular season, I'm going to say, we have a history of women that we can, like, go down the line of.
We're not just ranking them in body, just ranking them in status and popularity.
I don't know.
Drea and Malaysia, to me, are the top.
I agree.
They are the KOs. Then you can get the Jackie just because it's just like she got the name, she got the money situation. And I will say this, the bitch as crazy as she come off, she really be putting events.
Did you notice Shawnee's possessive comment?
Yeah.
Shawnee called her possessive. And that she did have a valid point with the way she treated Doug throughout his career.
But it's not been a secret. I mean, think about it. Even before the creation of Basketball Wives, like back in the early 2000s or late 90s, Jackie and Doug had that short-lived reality TV show. Yep. And she was all about, no women reporters are going to be interviewing my man. She would go into the locker room with him after the game. So, of course, she's possessive.
But she kept
her man from stepping out and not
her
being divorced.
Now it's her friendship. We're talking about now her possessiveness
like
over her friends.
Drea and Angel.
Yeah.
But that was crazy. Yeah.
But why is Jackie not giving him no head? Like, what is going on?
Come on,
with
do
that?
You really believe that? I don't.
That's what Shawnee told Evelyn.
She ain't never been drunk a day in her life.
Yeah, right.
So that's what it is. I'm about to say, I couldn't be mad. They've been married for 20 years with no hair.
They put some flashbacks on them.
Yeah. Did you see that? Yeah, hear that knock. We seen Drea's screenshot.
Oh.
Right, where's Jackie's?
I don't want to see it.
I will watch a Jackie sex tape.
I more so don't want to see Doug Christie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
I don't want to see any of it. No thanks.
I feel like he got pencil dick.
So, what was the other topic you said?
I mean, I'm just saying. You sitting up here talking about Drea's pussy and all that. Okay. I'm talking about some dick.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay, so.
Drea's had to be.
Now, what else is going on?
You got me quiet on that one. Like, okay. Let me bring the bottle back out. Let me bring the bottle. It's off of punishment
Take
now.
A
You're
shot.
Back. Yeah, let me get a shot on
Wait
that
a minute.
One.
Anyways, did you see Jackie's face when she was like, I was like a big sister to you and you never told
me
anything?
Why is she everybody's big sister?
Right. And then we find out, I knew Megan for a couple months. I'm like, a couple months makes you someone's brother, sister? Like,
Jackie's like that, though. We already see it. She latches on and she takes her friendships much bigger than everybody else takes them.
How do you feel about that, though?
I think it's a little bit, I can't do that. She trusts way too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. Like, if I know you, it's like you're an associate. You don't even have, like, my real number. Because sometimes you have some of the real numbers.
Yeah, sometimes you won't even text somebody back or give somebody a call back.
I don't fool you like that, like.
You can sit next to me, but I'm not.
I think that Jackie is just an open person.
You can email me.
I'll give you my number, but I'm not going to answer the phone.
You can't be that possessive and that open. That really doesn't mix
to me. So when Cam calls you his Ohio brother, how do you really feel? I'm just kidding.
So you can't be that open and that possessive.
I want to know. Wait, but okay, Angel Brinks, that whole situation where Jackie did say that. Did you guys feel like Jackie was saying that because she's possessive over Drea, or she's saying that because she's more irritated at the fact that Drea can open up to someone that she looks like beneath her?
Yeah, she did. She came for Angel way too much. She's like, I got what you got 10 times over, dog. That has nothing to do with the price of friendship right now. Okay? Like, where was this whole jealousy thing picked up? And I knew this was coming. This is exactly what I predicted last week. I said, some people are going to feel some type of way about her friendship because it has already been known that they've known each other years and years before they were either on this show. So, of course, they have this different kind of friendship.
Right.
You bring this girl in, saying, I know her now, but you've been on the show with these girls for 3 years, and y'all portraying that you all are best friends.
But I think in her mind, I think that is Jackie's truth.
Yeah.
She's not denying any of it.
But the truth is consistent with her crazy personality.
Yeah, I do. But the truth is, how many times have they fallen out?
But look at seasons past. She's had the same type of rapport and relationship mm-hmm. with the Govans, then Malaysia, and mm-hmm. then a British, yeah. and then Drea, and now it's Megan, and now she's back on Drea.
Yeah.
It's the same damn thing.
Yeah.
And they fall out, you know, they started out the season falling.
They
so
make up to break up,
yeah,
make
back
up
and
to
forth.
Break up, honey.
And I just think that, I agree with you, that is a genuine part of her personality. The trusting is way too deep, way too fast. Like, you really need to fill some people out, Jackie, before you start calling them your little sister, because that's just ridiculous.
Well, let's just stop saying little sister.
I mean,
that's are we calling out the elephant in the room?
Right. What? So I'm an elephant, Jesse. I'm an elephant. I'm that big.
Right. When insecurities come up, it's like, do you know what that means?
I just looked at y'all like, you don't know what that means? That's fake.
I think everybody said like, oh.
Right, and then that's when Dre was like, I think she thinks she's bigger than she actually
yeah.
She said,
and
she
then
was
Dre
like,
had to well,
white Megan had to lift her shirt up, and she was like, yeah, I got my fat taken out and put in my ass. Like,
oh,
girl.
Whoa.
Some fat replacement.
We forgot to even talk about that. It was just way too much.
But her stomach looked good on Instagram now, so, I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm sure she
does. She does look really
there was a point where she was built kind of boxy.
Well, she still has a broader build.
Yeah. But her waist looked good. Now I'm like, all right, girl. Because on Bad Girls Club, she wanted to be her dream was to be in Show
Magazine. Yeah.
So I feel like now she's building her body to be.
And she's looking good. Great yeah, pictures looking good. On her Instagram. Yeah.
I definitely think sometimes she wears some stuff that doesn't complement her body
but
as well.
Because
she's getting really way more curvier. And it's just kind of weird dresses that she wears that kind of doesn't complement that she has on
her
shit.
She's too urban.
No, it's not even that.
This is urban. Let me find a picture of
okay. is that what you're saying? Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that sometimes when I see her, I'm like, man, she has a dope figure.
Yeah.
But some stuff just doesn't look as great as I want her to look.
Yeah.
Her makeup, I'm not feeling her makeup, all that dark lipstick.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. But BET Weekend,
like
all those outfits were like, girl.
Yeah, it was just these sleevey dresses that were
like
just
shoulder pads.
Yeah, just kind of later.
Tight, clingy.
Yeah, it just looked kind of weird on her.
Well,
I'm
she's
like,
just trying. She's trying to figure out her style. She's new to L.A. She's trying to, you know, gather her bearings and get it together. Now, when we see her next year on the carpet.
Right, she got a little
she
like,
yeah. Next BET experience,
yeah,
she's going to be
honey.
Together.
But her hair is all.
But I think that's her own hair. She, you know, she has a hairline that
yeah.
she's, I
yeah.
can't
Megan,
weave something
send
with
me some tracks, honey. 1B is my color, okay, thanks. Because your hair is all the time. Your edges blend and everything.
Wait, would you
I love
want
it.
Hers or Porsche's?
Oh, go naked.
Yeah.
Send me both.
And then we'll
Porsche.
See.
Porsche? Yeah.
You gonna
one
do
month,
it.
I'm going to wear one.
Y'all watch out for Corinne's show where she gives you the testing of multiple hair.
Right.
Half your hair is Porsche's. Half your hair. What side you like better?
Mm-hmm.
So are we... Whose team are we on right now?
Do you guys think Dre is a bully?
Yeah.
Like, is that, like, because that's the hashtag that's going on right now. Drea, bully, or Drea, not bully?
I am a fan of Drea, however, I'm hashtagging bullying.
I don't think it's a bully.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a bully.
I think it's conceitedness.
I think she's good with her words.
She
knows how to work a room very well.
I would love to see the unedited footage to see how the conversations really went down. Because watching Bad Girls Club without it being edited, it's a whole new experience. So I can just imagine that conversation between Megan and the whole elephant in the room situation. Like, that was probably all taken out of context.
Yeah, they probably put it different pieces together just the way they needed
it. The looks of the girls. Like,
right. Shame. What about that? When Shawnee met with Evelyn?
And let's talk about both those meetings.
They were,
and Shawnee's
they were slamming
meeting.
Drea. Is this? Are we all teaming up against
yeah,
Drea?
Evelyn
this
had a lot to say.
No, I don't think Evelyn was. I'm friends with Evelyn. So I'm
she
not
gave.
Listen.
She. You could
I
see
think a, she had a lot to
somebody
say.
Beneath Drea. Like she just Evelyn had this air about herself that I never really cared for Evelyn
oh,
that
I
much.
I love Evelyn.
She
I
does.
Do.
She
I
definitely has.
I disagree
she
right
has
now.
That light skin air about herself.
First of she, all, she's Puerto Rican.
Light skin air about herself. Because we're going to be strictly, if it, you look at her, you're going to say her skin is light
she's
skin.
She's red. I give her red.
She's a red bone. She got probably 36 mixed test messages from 3-4 years ago. She's that type
I'm
of
so
woman.
Heavy from the...
She just had so much to say. It was like
but
almost.
Shawnee fed it to her, though.
I was getting there. Stop taking my words
no,
out of my
I'm
mouth.
I'm just saying, Evelyn just keeps it 100
she's just
with what she says.
Making comments, exactly.
I feel like Evelyn and Drea, I feel like we've had this conversation before, awkward. But Evelyn and Drea, I think, would be actually friends in
exactly,
real life.
Because they're
yeah,
and that's
cool
my thing.
Now.
That's my
they
thing.
Both.
She had so much to say about it. It's like, y'all are.
She did not have a lot to say
y'all
about
have
her.
So many similarities, you don't even see it.
Exactly. But they also, I feel like when they first were to meet each other, they would not like each other
of
hate each other
yeah.
the first 2 months
but then they would see they got
and
the same
like, oh,
bodies
cool.
like oh okay
he's
but
cool.
She was being fed by Shawnee and Evelyn was just sitting there throwing it back like bitch well if she's talking she a hoe I mean Dre
like,
out
what
here
about
being
that
a hoe
stuff
too
she
like,
did exactly she's not throwing extra shade she's just stating facts Trust.
I think that the way Shawnee feeds people is really good.
Yeah, she's the producer of the
she's
show.
She's good at that.
That's her job.
If she makes Scott it seem like, right. She makes it seem like she's not being shady, but you just like, wait a minute. Let me rewind that back. What did you just say, Shawnee? She does it in such a nice girl way. Like, yeah. I'm Shawnee. I'm just a nice.
She's
everybody
a
really. Because everybody's when they in their conventional, Shawnee is really nice. She's always neutral. Wait, let's clue into what really Shawnee just said.
Till the end of the season, let's see what people really think about Shawnee.
No, honey, till that reunion.
Yeah.
We're already getting there.
Herself.
I was just going
to
say.
With the common people.
Right.
She's gonna be like, so Shawnee,
what do you think about the girls?
Well, I think, yeah.
Yo, I'm starting to see it, though, because in some of their confessionals, they were saying Shawnee was like, da 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 da. They're starting to get there where their admiration for Shawnee is starting to
weaken
a little
bit. But let me tell you something. They would never bite that hand that feeds them.
You sure
would.
I'm not mad at you.
They would lick her bootstraps if they want to keep getting them checks.
She's now Team Megan, too.
Yeah. I'm Team Megan.
Which is interesting. I want to know why exactly. Producer-wise, I want to know why.
Because
I don't think she feels like everyone's bullying Megan. Like, you put Megan on the show for a specific
reason.
But
they were ganging up on her.
Two people.
Okay, so let's take it back to...
We're having a conversation, and Megan starts snapping off like a fucking chihuahua.
And Megan's going back
first
and forth. Then Jackie, why didn't you defend me? Going back and forth.
That was crazy.
I thought Jackie wasn't your friend. So why she defend you?
First of all, she was called out in front of a whole room of aggressive women. So you expect her to just say, okay, yeah, you guys are right. No, she's going to go ham. She's going to tell you what she thinks and how she feels. And I think that any person in that situation would say, damn, y'all are doing too much on one person. Like, lighten up a little bit.
I don't think it was needed. Megan can definitely hold her own.
Yeah, but still, like, come on. She was being attacked.
Personally, the way if I was on the outside looking at this conversation, I'm going to sip my tea and let it unfold. Pop my popcorn. Like, let this argument happen. They obviously can both hold their own. All this other tag team and yep, and y'all can shut up because it's not even needed. You got let them battle it out. Let them battle it out.
How'd you feel about Megan coming up to Jackie talking about, hey, fakey Crystal?
That was hilarious.
No, that was so funny.
She calls everybody out. No respecting person. That's why I kind of like Megan.
And I never hear her talk about Jackie for real. Like, Jackie has this misconception with the friendship because she thinks she's closer to Shawnee. She says in, like, all her interviews, she thinks she's ace boom close with Shawnee. That is what Megan says.
She doesn't really think
Megan
that.
Says. That's what she says. She's like, the person I relate to most on the show is Shawnee, and she didn't think they were gonna be like because of the age difference. She's out here saying that.
She's doing that on purpose.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's tying herself
Thank
to
you.
The highest
Thank
person
you.
On the totem pole.
And I'm not
I
mad
feel
at
like
her.
I'm related to the executive producer.
Well, let's not forget when she was on Bad Girls Club, she said, I can be President Obama's daughter. Remember that? So Megan, reach high.
I like Megan's and I like her fan base. It's just funny to me. It is pure entertainment.
She just gotta stop being so sensitive. Just stop.
Her sensitivity is her entertainment.
It can be an issue if you have like image issues.
And coming from that show, Bad Girls Club, those girls used to dog her out. Like, that was the thing, because she would have a smart little mouth, and the first thing they would go to is her being fat.
And she would beat everybody up, though. So, I mean,
oh, I'm fat bitch?
Yeah. She got hands, like, good hands.
At some point over the years, she's going to have to get over that.
She's 24.
At the
she's
same
growing.
Time, it's coming. I can't even say, well, let's address the elephant in the room, and you get offended. Like, that's just taking it way too sensitive.
Give her time. She's the youngest. She's 24, 25. Like, give her a minute. Yeah. She'll get there.
When her wholeness gets deleted like everybody else's, and she'll be okay.
Cause that's
it's
what
not
Tammy
a credit
said.
Report. Right. You can't just erase lines off of it.
So, what do we think about when Tammy said that she... What did she say? Something about Malaysia and Brandy being like... Kitty lickers?
Oh, yeah.
Kitty lickers.
Which is interesting that she didn't say that about Drea, because I've heard that about Drea.
I'm sure Drea did.
Well, Drea talked about that when she was on the first time.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
liked girls.
Sure. But I've never heard that about Malaysia, have you?
No. Was that Shane?
I could see Brandy.
All I have to say is birds of a feather flock together.
Oh.
True that.
But I want to see that tape then, too.
Brandy is stepping out of her marriage right now. She's stepping away from marriage. She may be exploring.
Let's talk about that.
Please, let's
Brandy
talk
sexy.
What did she say, though? What was the exact wording of
Brandy
what she
sexy.
Said she was doing?
I definitely Brandy thought, sexy. You see that one little outfit?
I was gonna say she did. I didn't know her body
quite looked like that.
Excused
herself from her.
Yeah, she excused herself from her.
What is this Hall Pass? The movie? I was like, oh,
thank you. You gotta,
because Kareem, he has to earn her back. Earn her.
But that's what I understand about counseling. These.
But hold on, he out there probably fucking around.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I don't understand about all these girls.
So we
all
date each other,
but
right?
But she married into this lifestyle.
That's what I was about to say. Like, why do these girls?
Like, it comes as a surprise.
Like, what do you know? That's what they do. He met you as one of those girls, but he had that fire, that wet, and he kept coming back.
And I think that this season is finally where they're talking about that. It's finally where they're actually addressing that you married into this. You kind of knew what the game was.
Don't complain.
The season before, they never really outright talked about it as much as saying, like, you knew.
Because nobody was going through a divorce, though. Like, bam. Think about Malaysia's the one who separated and is going through this divorce during the season.
But and now Brandy's excusing herself from her marriage.
Which I don't. I'm not married, nor have I ever been yet, but I just. It's something to be said when you're leaving at a very sensitive and vulnerable time in your marriage to just go and film. Like,
You know what?
Time out and handle your marriage business. Because y'all have kids. It's different if she didn't have the kids.
It would be interesting if her and Patrice actually had a real conversation, because Patrice's history with,
I'd be forgetting
with her husband.
These girls
we
just don't talk
about Patrice. I had to bring her back. Because we were forgetting about her.
She don't talk at all. She's even on the show.
Next to Brandy's
all
coach.
You do is see her in the background smiling. Like,
I don't know why they brought her
on. Or not.
She ain't smiling. She's like,
with two pigtails. I feel like
Patrice would have thrived on the show had she been on the show during the time her husband was cheating and had that baby. Mm.
Or even before Megan, because now all the focus is on the new girl, Megan.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody paying attention to I can't.
We got a producer shout out.
I'm sorry, Patrice, but yeah.
She's boring, but when she had a little more fire,
she might have been better on the show. She's too mature for this.
That's what
she needs to be with.
That's why I wanted to catch her.
She needed to be on WAG.
A little bit docile.
That's why I wanted to catch her when she was getting cheated on, because she would have had a little bit more fire behind her. We don't want to talk about.
I'm just saying. And that's why I wonder about this whole storyline of the girls talking about that lifestyle, because that show on E-WAGs is coming out. And the whole idea of it is that the girls talk and they're like, bitch, you know what your man's like. This is the way that it is to be a
sports
life. That's
what I want. Yeah.
And they really opening up and talking about it. And so
so why didn't they bring British back to talk about it? British was the main person that said, as long as I don't know about it, you know, it's a little different, which was not a great comment, but that she was the start of this conversation.
She was boring, though.
She really was, but
Andrea didn't
she was
like
the start
her.
Of this conversation.
Andrea didn't like her, and let's be honest, last season was not the best season. It was a little boring.
Yeah.
Let's just be clear here. It was.
Because British was not that good. The best drama we had was between Dre and Sunday, because it was so funny. We had a black eye out of it and everything, you know?
Yeah.
That was so short-lived.
A whole bunch of memes. Like, what are we getting this year?
It was real short-lived.
A fupa meme.
And then cut to the reunion that was so lackluster.
Nobody cared that British fell in love and they got a new engagement. Nobody cares about anything about
her
that.
Drama, ladies. Drama.
But then supposedly he cheated on her too.
Exactly.
After.
But now he's kind of denying it, because you know at the reunion show when he gave her the bigger ring, he was kind of like, well, you know, you
that
can't believe
everybody
to get here. That's like you said.
He was sorry.
Exactly. If you didn't do it, you outright say,
and
no.
She was young too. She was like 24 too. So
I was going younger.
How do you guys feel Drea talking about, I don't know if I want to go on the trip because, you know, I don't really know Megan like that, but then you're trying to invite
her. But you want to bring your friend. They don't know. They don't know her. They don't know her, but you don't want to go because you don't really fool with Megan.
They spoil, man. These are all spoiled ladies, man. They just...
I'm glad I'm you choice camera. Were the ladies.
Spoiled ladies.
You know where I was going.
Because I saw where it was going.
You saw where I was going? Yeah, for real. Like, they all stars. They all have visions of being stars. They got with the right guy, and now they complain, like, you know, never mind, go ahead.
How do you guys also feel about Brandy sitting next to Jackie about this whole Great Gatsby cancer party, and now all of a sudden she's best friends with Jackie? Like,
I just didn't like the whole scene.
No, I know.
I think Jackie,
because she's gonna throw fries on Jackie.
Oh, that's gonna be real soon. That's gonna be real soon. Real short-lived friendship. Real short-lived friendship.
Those fries are good. Like, you do not throw food.
I just didn't like Jackie's side eye.
Children.
Those fries are good.
I just didn't like Jackie's side eye.
Yep.
And you so upfront, such a sharpshooter, like you say you are. You know, you should have just outright said it. But she dilly-dallied around the situation when it was brought up. Like, what's wrong, Jackie? Well, it's not really my situation to get into. Man, just say it. You irritated. Like, you know, you saw it in her face. You know, sipping her drink, looking at everybody like this. thought you was having an event. You should be giving us the details.
She made it bigger than it was. Yeah. She made the whole thing. Everyone started getting uncomfortable and like, oh my God, like it's a bigger. Yeah,
well, these producers is definitely putting them in these situations for sure. They probably like going there and say, thank you, Christy.
They're doing a good job. But what about when Malaysia walks in and
with
says,
Patti LaBelle got
the, with the H&M, like, you got the H&M outfit on over there.
No, that Drea, bitch, you got only H&M on.
You get the shade award for that, honey. That was good.
But they probably filmed
she was so,
it
she's
when
always
it came
so
up.
Smooth with it. I
love
it.
Yeah, I love it.
Light skin.
Why you look like I'm going to a Patti concert?
But what's wrong with Patti Malaysia?
It was a pantsuit type of event where only Brandy had a dress on. Everybody was trying to make these shoulder pad pantsuits on. Like, where were you guys going? Brandy is a good segue into predictions because we saw a great scene showing up. So yes, let's get into it.
Wait, what was this called?
The breaking of the glass. Megan,
That's right.
And Jackie never gets drunk. But then next week, the bitch.
I love it.
Chocolate wasted.
I want to go into this and ladies first for predictions, Miss Corinne.
Oh my goodness! I know they don't come to blows, but in my mind, my prediction would be that Megan would put the paws on Brandy. Like I just see like Megan climbing the tower and just whoosh. That's it.
Jesse.
I believe Megan will put her full heart into that fight. However, the way Brandy stood up in that situation,
I felt like she felt real threatened.
Like, bitch, you broke a glass in front of me.
That's for me. That's automatic swing for me.
If you break
a
glass,
you're getting a little too tough.
Now you're threatening.
Yeah, now you're getting too tough.
Like, boom, this ain't Bad Girls Club. But if you want to get sent back to that season,
welcome to LA. Mr. Penny?
I think that we could eventually see a clash between Shawnee and Drea somewhere. I think there's going to be a nice turn-up.
Wait, between who?
Shawnee and Drea.
That's an interesting prediction.
Because, you know, it's two powers. I mean, that's something to talk about. So I see something happen now. She's the only one that can challenge Drea on money. And
Drea's the only one that can challenge Shawnee because it's like, your show needs
she's
like,
so she's going to go bring Evelyn and Tammy and start getting her team together to attack.
The old mean girls versus the young mean girls.
Basketball and vaginas,
Evelyn
ladies and gentlemen.
Down, so Evelyn's not coming back in the same way.
She will, though. Yeah. That Evelyn is not
fully gone. No, Ayanna fixed her life,
open that box.
She did the work. Okay?
She will, but bitch, you can't take the Bronx out of a bitch.
But when she did the work. She got that new baby and that man.
I'm sure, bitch, but them hands.
She needed some checks. She needed a check.
Oh, wait, I have another prediction. Dre and Malaysia are going to fall.
Oh, man, why you take my prediction?
Oh, sorry. Damn. Okay, go, Gary. Go.
Yeah, I think that was going to predict y'all again after you guys say finishing that. Roll it back and rewind.
Reverse,
you guys didn't see that. Dre and Malaysia, the fallout. The two peas in the pod. Drea wasn't there for it. I'm ready to see this argument. Yeah. I want to see whether it's going to be hashed out. I don't think it's going to be hashed out because Malaysia really, I feel like she did have that mindset about herself. She was kind of giving people chance for chance, but I'm kind of feeling like she's really ready to cut
Malaysia
some people off.
Malaysia gives chances. I think she has a really big heart, and I think it saddened her when Drea didn't show up the way she said, felt she should.
Because Brandy, she said
I didn't have to call Brandy.
Brandy
and I was supposed to be
me.
Close. I was supposed to be
that's
close.
That's because y'all ain't got nothing to do. Drea fried all over the world.
Brandy's like, oh, man, I never
say. Drea got her.
Drea flying around in Barbados
and
cowboy game. Drea ain't got time.
If that's your real friend, you take a moment call.
Yeah, you're right.
No, that is 100%
true. I agree, Corinne.
When I see Drea and I look really like a Drea, I think
I just
want to
squeeze her butt.
Friend.
I see her at Burley Center one day.
There's nobody more important
to
Drea than Drea.
I agree with
this
100%.
This is her moment. She's doing it.
And I'm not mad at you because you stay hot while you can. Because you try to sit down trying to be somebody's friend, it ain't going to be hot no more.
Malaysia, I'll call you. I'll check her.
They're gonna come
in
time
and
Drea ain't gonna be hot.
She got Nico.
Who the hell is Nico?
Her son. And there you go, guys. That is an amazing show. And I'm so happy about this panel we have here. Make sure you guys watch us next week. I am your host. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas. And of course, I am GaryThomas.com. Cameron Penny, where can the people find
you? Yo, Cameron Penny, that's me. Follow me on the gram at Cameron Penny. And catch me soon.
DJ Jesse J.
Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
Our lovely lady.
And y'all can tweet me at Justin LA.
Hey. And let me show you my fupa before we get
bye, guys. It's been a 20.
Sit down, bye. Log us out.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.